Welcome to Spark Stories, where entrepreneurs and experts share their brand story and how they found their spark, the spark that started it all.
Welcome to Spark Story Live Business Radio, brought to you by the Atlanta Business Radio X Network. Every week, entrepreneurs and experts share the stories behind the brand, who they are, what they do, and why their brands matter. I'm your host, Clarissa J. Sparks. March is Women's History Month, and we are celebrating women who own it. In our Own It series, we dive into the everyday operations of inspiring small business owners in our community. You can listen live on Saturdays or play the rebroadcast at www.businessradiox.com. Today, we're going to talk about clarifying your message and why it's so important to be memorable, how to build relationships with customers. Please allow me to introduce one amazing woman entrepreneur who owns it, Leslie Marie Mosley, real estate professional serving the metro Atlanta area who has 15 years of sales and marketing experience. She's excited about being with EXP Realty, one of the largest independent real estate brokerage firms in the nation. Leslie is a licensed Georgia and Virginia agent and specializes in working with first-time home buyers, new construction, and relocation. Leslie has been featured as a real estate expert on the HGTV series House Hunters. Her professional knowledge has given her the skills to work with a variety of clients. She has a huge referral base, including investors across the globe. Leslie is dependable, hardworking, agent ready to go the extra mile just for you. Leslie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Clarissa. This is amazing.
Yes, we're excited to have you here today, and we are, again, celebrating Women's History Month. Excited to have you on the show to hear about your expertise as a realtor, and I know that you have stepped out and you've launched and you've taken that leap of faith into entrepreneurship. Yeah. Why don't you introduce yourself to the list to our listeners today?
Hi, everyone. I am Leslie Marie Mosley. I am a licensed realtor and now certified mentor with eXp Realty. And I am originally from Richmond, Virginia, and I got to Atlanta in 2016 and absolutely love this place.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Thank you. Absolutely love this place.
Very good. So when did you actually start? You said you came here to Atlanta in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And did you start your business then, or how did you start off in as a real estate agent?
Great question. So in 2009, I went to real estate school and I got laid off from my job. And then they called me back, and so I went back to work. So I had finished the course, went back to work, and then it was pulling on me ever since then, you know, to go back and finish out my real estate. So in 2016, I got licensed, and then I had an opportunity to move to Atlanta, and I couldn't pass that up. So I got to Atlanta with a job and got my license here because there's something called reciprocity. So I was able to move my license here to Georgia, and I've been here ever since.
Very good. Now, I know a lot of business owners, they do make that major transition from corporate mm-hmm. over into entrepreneurship. Other than the layoff, what made you want to take that leap?
I was always entrepreneurial. Like, even as a little girl, I remember my family had, like, a church in, like, this, it was the Ushery building. I don't remember what the business was, but it was called Ushery. And when the business went out of business, we took over the building, and they had left all their business stuff. So it was like they had this huge conference room. That's where we would have church. And then it had, like, these breakout office spaces. And I would make all the kids play business with me. All of them.
Play business. So I used to play school.
Yeah.
So I was a school teacher. Then I moved up into administration and I was the principal. And so I totally get it. So you were always playing the CEO.
I was playing the CEO. I had my business cards. I had all this. Like, they left everything. So I was like in heaven and all the kids worked for me while church was going on. And that was my start into knowing that one day.
See, it always starts when we're really young. Yeah, so yeah. That is funny. Again, so you started off as the young CEO.
And so like most people, a lot of people with real estate, I didn't start going straight in. I kept my job and I tried to hold on to it. And it was just this pulling on me. And I'm like, this is not who I am. This is not my purpose. This is not fulfill me. I'm not waking up fulfilled. And during the pandemic, I said, you know what? I can't do this anymore. We don't know what's going to come. We don't know what's going to happen. And I cannot imagine being the person who just sits back and lets life happen to me. Right. So I sent an email of resignation, and that was it. And I just went straight into real estate, and I have not one regret. It's been amazing. I've been to Cabo. I've been to Dallas. I've been to Puerto Rico, all these different places with my organization in real estate, and just learning and growing and just expanding myself. And I can't see myself looking back.
One of the things you just mentioned, I think that is very important when starting out, is knowing your vision and knowing your purpose. Could you expand a little bit on your why?
Sure. So my why in anything that I do, because they always say you have to have this big why. And I know we always say, because we want to show our children or whatever the case may be, that's like the safe answer. But my why is because I honestly cannot imagine being the person in the nursing home living with a life of regret, because I know that my father owns this entire universe. And for me to only penetrate just a little piece of it would be just so almost disrespectful to my Heavenly Father that I don't take advantage of every single opportunity that He's given me in this short period of time that I have here.
I think, you know, that's a very good statement, and that is recognizing opportunity.
Uh-huh.
So as a realtor, what opportunities or what signs do you look for when it is a great opportunity?
When it comes to real estate, signs I look at when it's a great opportunity, is that more so with the client or just the industry as a whole?
I guess the industry as a whole, and then we can kind of go into how you build those relationships with client through opportunity.
Okay, great. So in the industry, I would say the best opportunities is now. In real estate, there's never a bad time to invest in real estate. I know a lot of people get afraid because of things that happened like in 2009 and things like that, but you'll also know that that's where a lot of people gain their wealth when the market crashed. So I feel like when it comes to owning land and when it comes to owning space, you always have to have somewhere to live. 100% of rental payments goes to a landlord. That, like, there's no questioning that. So we could worry about interest rates, you know, going up, or it's one day 3%, it's 4.5%, or whatever the case may be. Yeah, but we know with the landlord, it's always 100% interest.
Right.
It's never yours.
So there's a benefit, right?
So there's a benefit to placing your money in the real estate market. So there's always a good opportunity, in my opinion, to invest in real estate.
Okay. Now, when I was reading your bio, it said that you help first-time homeowners.
Yes.
And what is some advice that would you give a non-homeowner who's interested but maybe a little have some reservation
Absolutely.
About going into the market?
Love your family and friends, but trust the professionals. I would definitely say that. I have a strong heart for first-time home buyers because when I initially bought, I did not have the best experience. And from that and my lack of knowledge, it got me to the place where when I work with a first-time home buyer, the educational piece is so important to me. I would definitely say love your family and friends, but they're going to advise you on when they purchased, which was more than likely over 5 years ago, over 10 years ago, over 15 years ago, and so much has changed. And every single time I've had a conversation about first-time home buyers since the start of this pandemic, I think about a client that came to me. He was a young man, new baby on the way, fiance. I had taken him shopping all over the place. We had gotten at least 3 homes under contract during the pandemic, and you all know this market has just been bananas. And he turned down each of them and ultimately didn't buy because he listened to his future mother-in-law, who told him the houses were too high, don't buy right now, just wait. And now he's come back to me like a year later once things, he's like, okay, things are just going up, and he no longer qualifies.
Oh, no.
He no longer qualifies. And it breaks my heart because I'm like, this young man, he, you know, he has a child, he has a fiance, he wants to do the right thing,
Right.
And now he can't because he listened to the advice of someone who did not know the market.
So listeners, do you hear that? You have to trust the expert.
Trust the expert, please.
Trust the expert because you'll miss out on an opportunity.
You'll miss out because guess what? He'd have equity today because housing market has, it's gone up like... We're in a time where it's just unreal. People are buying a house like 2 years ago and getting like $50,000, $70,000 from something they bought two years ago.
Wow.
So had he bought just that year ago, he'd easily hit, he could have sold it today and made money.
Right. So now that he doesn't qualify, how can you turn that around for him?
Well, we're working to turn that around, of course, because I like to be results driven. I'm the resourceful realtor. So I always believe no is not right now. It's not a no. So we're working on some things on the back end to get him repositioned so he can get back in the game.
All right. Help him, Leslie.
Yeah, definitely. No is a not right now.
All right. And I think that you can use that same philosophy just in life. So as you're looking at other opportunities, and as you're continuing to grow and to help your clients grow, the no, or trust the process.
Trust the process.
Trust in perfect timing.
Absolutely.
And those same skills and that mindset can be applied to entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure you have to use that a lot in your daily walk.
Uh-huh.
So can you talk about some of maybe the challenges that you've had to overcome and say, you know what? I had to trust the process.
Oh, gosh. That's probably like a daily part of life because entrepreneurship isn't easy. And real estate, definitely as a realtor, is not easy. Like most realtors will fail in their first 3 years. So every single day I'm having to make sure that I'm training my brain and training myself to know that I have to trust the process. I'm not going to see the road ahead like in that moment. I just have to trust step by step so they can get to that next step.
Okay, that's good. So in trusting the process, you have to have clarity. You have to have clarity in your messaging. So how do you differentiate yourself from the other realtors within the market?
The way that I differentiate myself is I stay true to who I am. We are in a time where you almost have to keep up with every single trend. You have to keep up with what's happening next. You know, it's 1 minute you should be on Instagram. Next minute you should be on TikTok. 1 minute you should be, gone are the days of door knocking or gone are the days of cold call. You should be an influencer. You should be this or that. So I differentiate myself by staying in my lane, doing what's true to who I am. So that way I'm not compromising and I'm not doing anything that I'm going to regret later.
How long did it take you to find your lane?
Finding your lane is a lifelong journey. It's like you're constantly trying to say, oh, I can't do that. The way that I'm finding my lane, honestly, is I have a branding coach that I recently took on. She and I met years ago. We talked about timing, right?
Right.
About perfect timing. She and I met, I want to say, in 2017 or so. Do I have time to tell like a funny story about
how we're listening. We're ready to laugh.
Okay. So when I met her in a mastermind. And I promise you, I'm always in rooms that I feel like I probably don't even belong. I think I talked to you about that earlier. And I'm in here with business owners of all various fields who are hyper successful. And I remember gravitating towards her not knowing what she did or who she was, whatever the case may be. And when I broke off for lunch, it was here in Atlanta, of all places. This mastermind just so happened to be here in Atlanta. Business owners came from all over. And I had a car. And it was like a breakout to go to lunch. And she didn't have a way. So I said, you can ride with me. So we get to lunch. And I learn that she wasn't necessarily a business owner herself. She was pretty much the brain behind one of the business owners there.
Oh.
Who had gotten him to this, like, eight-figure business status. But it wasn't necessarily her. And so fast forward to today, we had remained like Instagram friends and things like that. She reached out to me and she told me how she never forgot that day because I was the only person who did not treat her like she was help.
Oh, very. So the building relationships is important.
Building relationships is so important.
And treating everyone with respect.
Treating everyone with respect is important. Yeah. And she said she never forgot that. And from that moment forward, she wanted to help me. So,
yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So building relationships, again, that we talked about this a little bit earlier. You are one step away.
One step away.
One introduction away from your next opportunity or expanding your network.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this comes from building relationships. So it is important to speak to everyone in the room. Acknowledge everyone
in
the room.
You never know.
Because you never know.
Who's what, you know? And as I mentioned to these people, she may not have been whatever the case may be. But what's funny is at that event after lunch, this guy was on stage and he couldn't talk to certain things. So he had to call her up.
Wow.
And when he called her up after that, everyone wanted to be friends with her because they realized what she possessed. And I never knew any of this until today. Like fast forward now, a few months ago when she and I started working together and she was like, I never forgot that you talked to me before that moment. And I knew that an opportunity would come where we could work together.
Yeah, that's really good, Leslie. Again, being in rooms that you do deserve to be in.
Yeah.
And every person that has the expertise or the knowledge is not always the keynote speaker.
It's not always the keynote speaker.
So you have to be able to recognize that as you continue to go on your journey, entrepreneurial journey, because, again, it's the people who sit to your left,
mm-hmm.
the people who are sitting to your right.
Yeah.
But sometimes we lose focus because we're looking to who's on stage.
We're looking to who's on stage.
Yeah. So sometimes you do just have to appreciate the space that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, embrace every moment.
Absolutely.
And be able to build those relationships. So you should always go into any networking situation with the expectation of meeting someone.
Absolutely.
Who can give you your next opportunity.
And all it takes is one.
Just one.
You don't have to try to work every single person in the room. Just make it a goal to make 2 to 3 key, you know, relationships when you go places and develop from there.
Right. And because of your energy, you made yourself memorable.
Memorable. And that was just being myself.
Right.
You have to be authentic to who you are.
Yeah. And I think that is a key takeaway in this conversation is, of course, being memorable and building relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. And I know that, gosh, if I had to put it on a priority list, building relationship as a realtor has to be number one.
It has to be.
Because you use referrals. To it's business model, a referral business
right.
model to get your next
right.
Opportunity
it's
or
a
your
referral
next
based business.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You have to be memorable. And something that realtors have to remember is we do a lot of focusing on marketing to new clients, but really it's those existing relationships that are really going to be the key to getting ahead, investing in the people that already, you know, did the sale with you. Most recently, I had a client that we closed on a home. And before we even closed, she was referring a friend of hers out in California to me who I was able to assist her with over there
right.
because I am with an international brokerage. So I'm able to help, you know, anywhere in the U.S. I like to be recognized as a global realtor because I have partners everywhere. So from that one client, I've now had 2 sales in a matter of, a month, which just with that one person. So focus on relationships with your clients and not making it transactional.
Absolutely. So what has worked best for gaining traction?
What's worked best for me with gaining traction is consistency. Being consistently present, constantly touching those people that are like my key people. Like, for instance, the story I just told with the client that I recently connected with, staying top of mind. And I have a way with my clients of making them feel like I'm their homegirl, like I'm their friend. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And I think from them feeling like we're friends and there's that connection, it creates this loyalty to where, okay, I have to stick with her, you know? And they'll text me like random things that don't even have anything to do with real estate, right? Because we've built that level of a rapport.
Very good. Very good. So in building rapport and gaining traction, what has been your biggest aha moment?
My biggest aha moment is honestly that real estate is ministry for me.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's not about the houses. It's really about the people, because I'm touching them beyond the house. Like, I'm having like intimate moments where it's something that I say or something that I bring to them that's sparking something else in their lives.
I like that. You see how she sparked?
I didn't even try to do that. And it worked.
And it worked really well. Yes, it did. You know, I think you talked about earlier being a lifelong learner.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any books or podcasts that you read or that you would recommend to someone who's just starting out or need an extra push?
Oh, gosh, I love books. I can never remember the names of them, but I love books. When I tell you, I have so many books. I would say definitely The Miracle Morning, The 4-Hour Workweek. Oh, gosh, there's so many good ones. Anything by John Maxwell.
Okay.
John C. Maxwell?
For leadership, yeah.
Anything from him. Oh, gosh. There's so many.
Yeah. I think, like I said, being that lifelong learner, mm-hmm. and just constantly placing yourself in a position to gain more knowledge, it will always help you to be a stronger expert within your industry. It's going to help you. It's going to keep you abreast of what's going on, mm-hmm. out there. It's going to keep you fresh. It's going to help you to build stronger relationships.
Think and Grow Rich.
Think and Grow Rich.
Oh, my absolute favorite. If you read absolutely nothing else in this world, The Four Agreements.
The Four Agreements.
If you read nothing else, read The Four Agreements.
Okay, I have to check it out.
That's
we're gonna have to probably use Google now to figure who's the author of
that. It's a short one. I can't remember the author, but The Four Agreements, it's a practical living book. And when you read that, it pretty much teaches you how to take absolutely nothing personal and to really understand why people do the things they do.
Let's talk about that, not taking things personal. And when you don't take it personal, how does that impact your relationships?
When you don't take anything personal, it only strengthens the relationship, because you understand a lot when people speak, it's usually out of a place of their experience, their hurt, their trauma, or their happiness, or however they're feeling. And more so than it has anything to do with you. It's just like a mirror, a reflection of whatever they're feeling about themselves. And that's what that book, you know, kind of teaches you. But when you operate from that place, it only deepens the relationship, because walls can come down. Because your responses, it's not going to be based on how they feel, because you know that has nothing to do with you. Your responses are going to be genuine to what you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, The Four Agreements, it is a practical guide to personal freedom. And on your entrepreneurial journey, I think that freedom,
mm-hmm.
and finding that path really directs your steps. Would you find that to be true?
I do. And I feel like freedom is a mindset. I feel like right now we're in such a world where entrepreneurship is pushed heavily and almost in unrealistic way. Right. You know, everyone's told you could do this and you'll become a millionaire tomorrow. No. That's not how life works. That's not how entrepreneurship works. There's a lot of sacrifices. However, it's possible, but you always have to have hope. Right. You always have to have hope, and you always have to know that your journey is yours.
If you care to share, what has been your biggest sacrifice?
My biggest sacrifice. Oh gosh, which one? My biggest sacrifice. It's having to relocate me and my daughter, like our lives. We relocated. I feel like that was a sacrifice because she doesn't get to necessarily be raised around family every day. Like, we get to go back a lot, which is nice, but she doesn't get that every day. You know, how you could just go to grandma's house on the weekends, or you could just, you know, go and hang out with cousins and things like that. She doesn't have that. So that's a big level of sacrifice. However, I know in my heart of hearts, the sacrifice is going to be worth it for where our lives are headed.
Right. And that's that we talked about that a little earlier about taking the next steps, those leaps of faith, because you know that the picture or the vision is bigger.
It's bigger. Like, the vision is for her kids, right. You know. So the sacrifices we're making today, it's only to make sure that our legacy lives on.
Legacy is so important. I think that's probably a part of the entrepreneurial mix.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that you're going to leave something behind for the next generation to come.
Yes.
So I think that's a value that differentiates you in the market, as well as having that common interest with your customers to build that strong relationship. Mm-hmm. So just really that freedom,
yeah,
that we talked about, the freedom in the sacrifice, the freedom in legacy building, the freedom of generational wealth, the freedom in personal development, the freedom in leadership development, the freedom in just knowing who you are, what you do, and why it matters. I think that is so important for us to really to learn that mindset.
Yeah.
And so that you can, again, have a clarifying message, so that you can, I guess, overall just build for the next generation.
Absolutely.
It's so important. You know, here at within my organization, She Sparks, like I said, we try to do everything to support women entrepreneurs. So my question to you is, how can we support you?
Oh, wow. Support me by sending all of your referrals. If you know anyone who's in the market to buy, sell, invest in real estate, please be sure to contact me. I'm on social media. I'm here in Georgia at my realtor, Leslie Marie, on all of the social platforms. You can reach me. And please support me in that way. And drop a message. Say hello.
Say hello to Ms. Leslie. Like I said, we can find her on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of the social media outlets and channels. And like I said, we can support by tagging.
Yes.
We can support by referrals. All of the ways, again, that we can help her to thrive. And
yes,
we're going to do our best, and we need your support in doing so. So, Leslie, I really want to thank you for sharing who you are, what you do, and why it matters, and being such a pillar in our community as a businesswoman. And we love your story.
Thank you.
Love your story. And we just want to thank our listeners. And again, just please support women entrepreneurs and any women small business, and express your support. Join their local, or like, share, or whatever you need to do to help push their vision forward.
Awesome.
All right. So I want everyone to create a great day. Again, Leslie, thank you for your expertise, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate this opportunity.
No problem.
Thank you for listening to Spark Stories. If you're looking for more help in gaining focus, come check out our website where you can find episode show notes, browse our archives, and access free resources like worksheets, trainings, events, and more. It's all at www.shesparks.com.